Zoe motherfucking Britton. And I am here today with the sexy Lindsay Meadows. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. See, I'm already warming up. I was off 2 minutes ago. I'm back on. What's up?
Nice.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this is your second interview for Julie Land.
That it is.
Nice. But your first time to shoot at the His House.
I know.
Yeah?
I love the His House.
Do you?
Yeah, totally.
So you get naked.
I do.
Naked pool parties, naked.
I love naked
everywhere.
Naked pool parties, yes.
Are you?
Naked pretty much everywhere.
You wish, anyway?
Yeah, that would be awesome, because I would save a whole lot of money on clothes.
Right, yeah, dude, me too. Where are you from?
Originally from Ohio.
What part?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Cleveland rocks, right?
Kind of.
That's what sometimes they say. Isn't that a song for a TV show?
It is a song for a TV show.
I actually have a friend that just moved to Cleveland, and I've never been to Cleveland.
Really? It's okay.
Save
your money.
I've been to Columbus. Does that count? Close?
It sucks almost as bad, maybe a little worse.
Okay, awesome.
The people is crappy. The people are cool, but, you know, there's a heavy weight over
gotcha.
Cleveland that just kind of kills you.
So how did you end up in the beautiful Los Angeles? Do you live here now, I'm assuming?
I do. Okay. I do live here. About 4 years ago,
nice.
I just packed up my vehicle, my little Chevy Cavalier, with everything that I had owned, and I started driving. And I ended up actually more Southern California, further down south, almost like outside of San Diego.
Oh, okay.
And I've moved 9 times since then in the last 4 years. So I'm slowly working my way up the coast.
So what has been your favorite place to live since you left Cleveland so far?
That's a really good question. I don't know. Because
like everybody has their favorite parts of Los Angeles.
Well, I lived, let's see here. I lived in like Newport Beach, Huntington Beach. I lived in Venice Beach. I've lived a couple places around the valley. The beaches are cool, but I always ended up living there in the winter. So I never really got to enjoy it.
Gotcha.
In the summer. I lived Venice.
You look like a beachy girl though.
You know, it's cool. Like I like it sometimes, but not all the time. I lived in Venice like partially through the summer, and the parking was heinous. The people were retarded.
Yeah.
The drug addicts killed me. I just, you know, I wanted to go to the beach, but I was afraid to go alone most of the time.
That's why I like the east side. I'm strange like that, though.
The what?
I said I like the east side of LA, like Hollywood, East
right.
Hollywood, the Los Feliz, Silver Lake, Echo Park
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
I like Burbank, Glendale. I
right.
stick to that area.
It's a nice area, though. I dig that.
That's my
know?
Favorite part.
Yeah, I like it.
We all have our favorites.
Totally.
So you're in the valley now?
I am in the
Porn
valley.
Porn valley.
The valley. Yes.
Nice. The valley, I can't. It just reminds me of suburbia with a lot of porn stars.
You know, it is. It very much is. I don't live in a great area. Well, it's like to the right of me or to the left of me, it's pretty nice. But if you drive left, it's pretty scary.
That's what's always tripped me out about Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
Like you're in a totally nice neighborhood 1 second. You right? go 2 blocks and it's like.
Or the houses, it's like nice, nice, crappy, nice, nice, crappy.
Right.
You know, you're like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
And then they'll charge $1 million to live next to the fucking horrible
crappy house. Right.
Yeah. So
no
it's,
doubt.
You know, it's cool for now. Eventually, I'd like to get out of this area, but.
So how did you get into the biz?
Long story short, I actually had done a couple scenes before I even left Cleveland.
Oh, nice.
I met a couple at the strip club I was working at and ended
Mind
up talking to them.
Telling me their name?
It was Gina Lynn and her husband, Travis.
I know Gina Lynn and Travis.
See? Well,
but I know
them
from featuring.
Yeah, they had feature danced at
yeah.
my club. And I was like, oh, you know, I started talking to Travis and one thing led to another. And he's like, hey, why don't you shoot some porn? And at the time, I was an assistant buyer, for a chain of adult stores. So I was already going to adult conventions
nice,
and stuff. So
right.
I was already kind of used to it. And I worked indirectly in the industry. So it wasn't anything new. And I was like, fuck it, I'll go. So I drove to their house. That's actually in PA.
Right.
And I shot a couple scenes for them. And it was kind of...
Was it girl-girl, boy-girl?
Boy-girl. I worked with Travis and Gina filmed it. So it was really awkward. I'm like, okay, my first porn ever. And I'm doing this lady's husband while she films it. Creeping me out, you know?
Did it creep me out a little?
It was a little awkward for me. And then I waited like a year. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I moved to California and I was like, I don't want to do porn because I don't know that's what I want to do.
Right.
Being older and getting into this industry.
Older?
Well, I'm going to be actually 26 in a month.
Oh,
but I got
God,
in when I was 24.
Ancient.
But
no.
Compared to the 18-year-old girls that are like still in high school doing porn, you know what I mean?
But
like
between me and you. And not that, you know, 18-year-old girls aren't very valid in the industry and they have a purpose, but they can't fuck.
Well, exactly.
They're still learning. And by the time they're 21, if they get in when they're 18, hopefully they're going to be good.
Well, that's the amazing thing. I even still don't know a lot about my own sexuality. I learn something every day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I'm...
Well, that's why there's people like Nina Hartley that still have a place in porn.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because there is that knowledge that just comes with... life experience that
totally
it doesn't matter. And you know, yes, I do believe age is nothing but a number. I really do, but there's something to be said about life experience.
Every scene that I've ever done with a girl that was 18, it's turned out tragic and awful.
Really?
Tragic and awful. One, a girl showed up with a full herpes outbreak.
Oh God.
And I'm looking at her going, okay, now when you woke up this morning and you looked down, what made you think it was okay to give me that? Because I really don't want it.
Right, no
like,
doubt.
When did that become all right to just recognize that you have an outbreak and then say, you know, it's all right.
Oh my God.
She probably has it anyways. I fucking lost it. And then the most recent scene I did, I believe she was 19.
Oh,
in the middle
shit.
Of my awesome girl scene, she found a tampon she had lost 3 weeks prior. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, I just vomited in my mouth slightly.
And it was that day where I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to start having an age requirement for girls. Guys, I have an age limit. Girls,
right.
I have an age requirement. Like, you have to at least be able to fucking pull out your tampon.
Or know that you lost it.
It was heinous. And then she couldn't get her sponges out. So then I felt like I was inseminating a cow. And this girl's so young that, first of all, she couldn't give me anything sexually.
Right.
You know, she was not only submissive, she was fucking just...
like a wet noodle?
It's like those pot commercials where, like, the person's, like, flat on the couch. Like, oh, we used to have so much fun till they started smoking pot. And then it shows the person all, like...
First of all, those pot commercials are a total lie. I'm just saying, you've never seen me high. I'm a lot of fun. I have tons of fun, dude. Seriously.
Totally. But that's totally how she was. She was just
that's
like
awful.
A pancake.
Awful.
Yeah. So
that's
I haven't
bad.
Had very good luck with 18-year-olds, but right on, like,
right.
You got to be able to afford to put the powder up your nose somehow. So I dig, like, doing what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Nice.
You know, if I was 18 and I knew I could have made that much money, sweet.
Sweet, yeah, no shit, right?
You
me
know,
too.
Mentally, I don't think you could ever be completely prepared, like, as an 18-year-old to understand that, okay, I can't be a school teacher now. I can't, like, this is a life-changing thing, especially
right.
if you're good at it. You got to pray that you suck and people don't know who the fuck you are, because if you're good,
exactly.
you're fucked, dude. For the rest of your life, you're
exactly.
pretty much fucking
branded. Or if you're pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty in the industry equals...
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time you don't even have to be good if
that's
you're pretty.
True. Or just have really nice tits.
Hey, I got those.
See?
I got those under control and I didn't pay for mine.
Yeah.
Yet. Because yeah. I'm not opposed to plastic surgery.
Hey, you
if
know
things
what?
Start to go south, do what I gotta do.
I think that surgery is great as a maintenance technique.
Well, right.
When
that's what
you
I'm
need
saying.
Them.
Yeah.
When you're 17 years old and you still aren't done developing, I really don't think that you should get breast implants. Maybe wait till you have kids and they're like deflated little fucking baggies.
Well,
and
you need to. I tend to want mine now because speaking of, we're around the same age. And now mm-hmm. that I am not 18 years old anymore and I have real boobs, my boobs have actually technically shrunk.
Yeah.
Which is strange. Not like really. I went from a full D to a C.
Yeah.
You know? So now I'm like... I understand why the whole thing is
right.
because it's not that I don't have tits, totally have tits, but I miss what I used to have
now,
type
do you
of
have
deal.
Tits?
No.
See,
absolutely
if
not.
You got pregnant and you had kids though, they would get big.
Right.
And you know,
but
I think that's kind of
I don't know if that's the
that's
road.
What they're all about.
I don't know if that's the road for me.
Well, that's what they're for,
yeah.
man. That's
that
how
is.
Get big.
That is.
I mean, girls don't want to do the hard work for the tits anymore.
No,
they're
shit.
Like, I'll just buy them. Fuck
not
fucking
me. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Having kids.
I don't want to have the kids. So do you still do boys on film?
I do.
You do.
Yes,
nice.
I do.
Who's your favorite boy?
I don't really have a favorite. Any of them that can actually get their dick hard and perform, they're pretty cool with me.
Yeah. Who have you worked with recently, male talent wise?
I actually with Derek Paris 2 days ago, and I never worked with him. In 2 years in the business, I had never fucked him, and he was a pretty good fucking lay. He was a fun ride.
Nice.
So I had fun with him. Who else? I just finished a movie for Wicked for Stormy Daniels. I had sex with Stormy, I had sex with Voodoo, and I had sex with Randy. So I was excited because I never had sex with any
of
them.
So is it three separate scenes?
Yeah, three separate scenes.
Wow. And what's the movie called? Do you know what it's going to be called?
Oh, Jesus Christ. And I'm in this movie, and it's a huge movie, and why can't I remember it? Oh, God. Oh, the price of lust or something like that, I think it is. The price of lust or something along those lines. It's amazing.
Do you have a website or a MySpace?
I have a MySpace page, but it's not on there because I'm horrible at maintaining. You can write me. I probably won't write you back, but I'm all about reading.
Nice.
I don't put that much in.
Well, you and I have something in common.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but we both shot Drive for Richard Avery.
Yes, we did.
That was my first movie.
The fucking dick.
That was my first movie.
Your first movie ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yes.
And how did you like it?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little nerve-wracking. I was, you know, my first movie, I literally had just moved to Los Angeles that day, got out of the U-Haul, went straight to set.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a trip.
Exciting.
Well, where'd you move from?
Yeah. Well, Texas, and I already did glamour modeling and softcore girl.
Right.
So we had already had meetings. We'd already discussed things, you know. But I walked up, and my first scene, I was gagged, bound, blindfolded. That's how the scene started. Yeah. It was interesting. Cool. So who did you fuck in this movie?
I fucked Jasmine Byrne.
Nice.
In the men's bathroom.
I saw that scene.
I actually was at a party at the same club we shot at not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And my friend went to go in the men's bathroom. I'm like, I had sex in that bathroom. Just so you know.
Just so you know. Been there.
It smells really fucking awful.
Oh, no. Was it hard to, like, get into the sex with it smelling so bad?
No, because the awesome director made sure that the whole crew had the place sanitized.
You gotta love that dick, right?
Dick is so fucking awesome.
I love dick.
Yeah. Let's love dick together.
I work for dick also. Today, technically.
Hell yeah.
So just a reminder for all you listeners out there, you're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com, and my guest is the sexy Lindsay Meadows.
Yeah, bitch.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, new movie with Stormy.
Yes, I do. I've done...
Coming.
So far this year, I've done 3 movies in total for Wicked. I work for them a lot, so if you want to see me just pretty much look up Wicked and you'll find me there.
Do you do any anal?
No, I don't have butt sex.
No.
Oh, which reminds me, I had a really weird dream.
Personal
that my
life
was blown out last night. Thanks for reminding me of that. Ew, gross. Ew, I've been having weird dreams lately.
That is strange.
Yeah, no, I don't have butt sex.
Personal life either?
You know, I'll do it like once in a while. I'll try it, but it's not something I enjoy enough to
do on the regular
for an audience.
Yeah, well, I don't like the next day, so I don't do it on the regular.
Because you can't poop. You're sitting there on the toilet sweating. I've actually, like, felt like I was going to pass out because my butthole hurt so bad. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. This is horrible. I can't poo. I can't do anything.
And you are all natural.
Yes, I am.
It looks like even your hair color is natural.
Hell no, it's not.
Really?
Hell no.
That's good shit,
I actually
girl.
I have brown hair, but I had to, if I'm not going to get breast implants, I have to dye my hair.
You have to be blonde.
You
got to
make a compromise.
Right.
Somewhere, you
know. Somebody told me when I first got into the business, and it was just for glamour modeling, that I needed to dye my hair blonde and get boobs.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to be really awesome and like be like your stereotypical porn star, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, it would have taken a lot of plastic surgery for me to look like. I'm too brown to look white, so.
Yeah, right, that's true.
I don't believe that someone's a blonde. I mean, it's hard to find.
Dick says that that he can't find blondes. He looks for blondes.
What I noticed,
I remember he's looked for several blondes. Can't find any.
Yeah, but what?
Real blondes.
Yeah. But what I have noticed is the blondes with the big, huge fake tits are the ones that are in the mainstream movies and are, you know, doing all the crossover stuff. Because when a role in mainstream calls for a porn star, they want your stereotypical porn star. I've walked
they do.
In.
You're right.
Yeah, I've walked in to do casting calls for mainstream things, and they're like, you look like the girl next door. Like, you don't look like a porn star, so you're not going to get the role.
Right.
Because you don't look like a fucking porn star. I'm like, but I'm a whore. I swear I suck cock for
you're
money.
Like, I love to suck the cock. Come on, hire me.
I swear to God.
Right.
I can be a total whore. Just give me a chance.
Watch how slutty I can be. That's me, right? Which
but
cock do
true.
I have to suck for this job? That's
exactly.
what you should say.
And it's sad. It's like the nature of the business, though. If you right. go and get fake tits, sure, you'll have that like certain portion of the fans who are like, oh my God, she ruined it. I'll never watch her again. She got the worst tits ever, blah, blah, blah.
But you gain a whole new mainstream
you're
porn
fucking,
series
you're
of
amazing,
fans.
And you blow the fuck up.
Right.
And you become an awesome porn star.
Exactly.
You know, as being natural with small breasts like me, I will never be the same caliber as those girls.
I think
and
you're
I've come
gorgeous.
To honest with that.
I think you're gorgeous. You don't have a mic. Nobody can hear you. Dick says.
I just feel like the blondes out there, like I said, the majority of them, are.
Dick's not happy with the blondes in the business.
Brunettes fucking rock. Yeah.
That's why I'm dyeing my hair black. I don't even want to be a brunette anymore. Me?
Lindsay
I can. Lindsay Meadows is a hot blonde.
Stormy
Daniels is a hot blonde.
You think of me as a brunette?
I think Stormy is hot.
Stormy.
I think.
They have to be hot, or can we just name blondes in general?
No, hot.
Hot. Okay, wait. I can do this. Trust me. Kelly Marie's definitely freaking hot. She's sexy beast. Let's see. Hold on. I can do this, dude. I promise. I'm all about this.
She is de-fucking determined.
No, I love chicks. I have a girl problem. It's
no, that's
bad.
Good. Fuck yeah. Dig it.
I can. I'm trying to go through my mental database.
Shyla Stiles.
All the girls I fucked.
Is she hot?
I don't know Shyla, actually.
She's got big, huge tits.
I don't know her.
Okay, she's.
I have no idea who she is.
Shyla, you're beautiful, but we don't think you're hot.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know who she is. I can't even answer.
Don't cut yourself. Other people like you. Just not us.
Please don't cut yourself.
I'm sure you're a very sweet girl.
I met this totally hot tattooed blonde when I was in Vegas named Jessica. She only does like glamour stuff, but she's fucking amazingly gorgeous.
See, but then we're getting into the whole fucking, you know.
Gray area.
Well, it's like, who's hot? Dick doesn't think a girl's hot, but I might think she's hot.
Right. Well, it's all a matter of opinion. It's just like
we should just start.
Some people don't like me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not skinny.
They're fucking crazy.
I'm not chunky, but I'm not the skinny.
They should go kill themselves.
I got a big ass. I'm all I got. Got lots of booty.
You mean you look like a woman? And
yes,
not an
exactly.
Anorexic.
I do.
See, what my girls personally, I like my girls to be like full bodied, sexy, fucking. Looking like a girl body is like, I think Marilyn Monroe was one of the most gorgeous women ever.
Right.
And she was like, she had, you know, she was large.
She was dicks all. She was big. That's a big bitch. Fuck.
No, but she like, you know.
Shut up. You would have so fucked her. Don't you lie.
But she had that woman body, like a body you just want to like lay on and snuggle and like feel the comfort of a woman.
I love women. Like, yeah. I love all different types of bodies. Dick likes skinny because he's
a
retard.
Xanax, like bitches.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? He still likes to shoot me.
Yeah. Now, do you like the heroin addict, like junkie girl looking? You know, like that skinny.
Yes, he does. I know.
Freaks me out.
Like
it's the wrists when they're all super bony.
The hand, yeah,
ew,
the hands
gross.
Hanging off the wrist thing. I don't know. Those kind of girls are not my type.
Anyways.
But there are girls that are thinner that I would have never thought because they, you know, usually I don't like thinner girls like that. But like Celeste Starr.
Right.
She's tiny. She's not heroin tiny. You know what I mean?
Right,
but she's
yeah.
really, really thin. Wow. And I think she's very sexy.
I've been doing smack for years and it's not making me any thinner. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm too much of an alcoholic to be skinny. No, I'm just
But
joking.
You know what I'd really like to do? And
I, like
I swear
food.
I'm going to do this one day.
What?
I'm going to go to AIM one day and wait for one of those days when I get tested and I get mangled really bad. And like, you know, I look like I've been shooting smack because I'm all bruised and shit. And right. I'm going to lay on Ventura Boulevard with a tin can in my hand. And I'm just going to be all dirty and, like, hold my arm out and see how much money I can make.
You should have Dick take pictures of you when you do
that. Yay, let's do it. It's that so would be fucking awesome. On. So on. It I've would. Had that.
Really?
Like I've gone to like
oh the big of ass bruise
yeah,
from
I've
the testing.
Yeah, I've gone to sign a lease before, and like I, you know, I'm sitting down with the landlord talking to him, and then I look down and realize it looks like I fucking am a junkie, I have to say something.
Well, I don't live here, so first of all, I don't test all the time like most people, and I also only do girl. But when I do come in town, the first thing I do is get tested, and it's only happened to me one time. Ugh. But literally, when I went and did my AIM test, I was literally bruised. From the middle of my upper arm to the middle of my lower arm. Oh. And then the makeup artists for the next 3 days when I was working, because that's why I was here. I was under contract with another company for being their girl of the month. And when they would put makeup to cover up the bruise, it was so – it hurt so bad. I thought they tried to kill me.
Yeah. But you went to the one on Ventura?
Yes.
And that's when they did it?
Yes. The one I like the Van Nuys.
the one on Van Nuys.
Van Nuys, yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah. That's the one I go to because it's closer because I actually live in the city. Yeah. So
I've had some bad ones too, but never that bad.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's bad. But that was a long time ago. That was like, that was before I even did like real girl. I was just doing the glamour stuff. But yeah, it was awful. Totally horrible.
You tell me who it is. I'll handle it.
Will you?
Yeah.
Awesome. She's got my back. Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what's up? We need to tell Dick that we need to shoot. Hey, Dick, we need to shoot. Fuck off. You're not listening to me. Is there anybody that you want to work with besides me, of course?
is there anyone I want? That's a really good question.
Guy or girl,
really
director, photographer, anybody.
That Dick.
Dick. Richard Avery.
No, you know, I don't care. I'm all about clean people.
Nice.
Anyone who's clean and who can perform and genuinely like sex.
Right.
Especially girls. If you generally like girls, I'll totally work with you, but I don't want it to be
you
like...
You don't do the gay for pay girls?
I would rather not, because I've had experiences, and it's just...
I feel the same sucks. Way. Not it to really mention sucks. Any names, but she's a totally, totally pretty girl. And, I just thought of more blondes in my head. As I said, totally pretty, I thought of two more blondes. I'll
was
say them in a second.
Was this girl in particular blonde?
No, she wasn't actually.
I thought it was the same girl.
No.
I'm like, man, you got her too. Ooh, that sucks.
But she's a totally pretty girl. And it was just so fake.
Yeah. I had one that actually was looking at her watch, going, do you have enough of this position? I think you fucking have enough.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where.
I wanted to fucking kill her. I was nice. So pissed. But anyways, no, I'll work with whoever. As long as they're hot, they're not, you know, in their 60s, they're clean.
Right.
And they can do a decent scene. Because my thing is, I don't want to sit there for 6 hours waiting for you to get your dick hard. I've been there. I'm tired. I'm getting old. My clock's fucking running out. So let's get the job done, guys. Let's have fun, but let's do it in like a nice, normal period of time.
She wants it. She wants it hard. Goddammit.
Yeah. I don't want stubble. I don't want to have to reshave my legs halfway through because it's taking that fucking
high
long
five
for you to get your goddamn dick hard.
So let me ask you one personal question before we're out.
I love personal questions. Ask it.
What the fuck do you do for fun?
Nothing.
No, you have to do something. There has to be something that you're like, man, this is fun for me.
That's such a hard question. Fun for me, peace, quiet, massages, relaxing. I spend a lot of
that's
time
perfect.
With my dogs.
Do you? See, that's fun, right? You go to
it's
dog
fun.
Parks?
I need to go out more because I've been single for many years. So I'm thinking like I need to get out more.
Yeah, I find I'm single also, and I find that it's very hard to meet people when you don't do anything like I do.
It really is. And then that one day you do go out, you're like, looking around, and they all fucking suck.
Yes, I know your pain.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'm a simple kid. See, Disneyland's fun for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, woohoo.
I'm down for whatever, dude. Fucking Disneyland. Like, you know, I'm cool with whatever, but I'm also really cool with just sitting at home and fucking being lazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool for me, too.
Do you smoke weed?
No, but I did for a really long time. I'm still high, but I don't smoke anymore. That's how I like to put it.
Nice.
I'm still riding this thing out. I'm waiting to come back down. Any fucking day now.
Lindsay, thank you so much.
Hey, you're fucking welcome.
Is there anything you'd like to promote on your way out of here?
MySpace, Lindsay GD Meadows is my URL.
What does the GD stand for?
God damn.
Meadows. And I'm Zoe motherfucking Britton.
Totally. And I'll be, I'm also, like I said, going to start feature dancing.
No way. You're going to start feature dancing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to be like the
best. No, seriously. I am a feature dancer. I've been nominated twice for Entertainer of the Year. Not once, but twice. Awesome. Who are you? Who's your agencing?
Lee Network.
Lee. I work with Lee also. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'll be starting in April. So I'll be starting my huge, giant countrywide tour.
Fucking right on. We'll talk pointers after this because I've been doing it for 10 million years, I think. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know, I've done it before, but not with an agent.
Fuck off, Dick. Awesome. Dick is a dick, in case you're wondering.
They created Sequence the day that you started dancing.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not even that old, so. We can talk to other people who are, but. Lindsay, thank you so much.
No,
you're adorable.
It was a pleasure.
You're adorable. And thanks for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I'm Zoe motherfucking Britton. www.zoebritton.com. Bye-bye. What more can you ask for?